Section 4. A Crisis in the ER. On West Harrison Street in Chicago, 2 miles west of the city's downtown, there is an ornate block-long building designed and built in the early part of the last century. For the better part of 100 years, this was the home of Cook County Hospital. It was here that the world's first blood bank opened, where cobalt beam therapy was pioneered, where surgeons once reattached 4 severed fingers, and where the trauma center was so famous and so busy treating the gunshot wounds and injuries of the surrounding gangs that it inspired the television series ER. In the late 1990s, however, Cook County Hospital started a project that may one day earn the hospital as much acclaim as any of those earlier accomplishments. Cook County changed the way its physicians diagnosed patients coming to the ER complaining of chest pain. And how and why they did that offers another way of understanding Paul Van Riper's unexpected triumph in Millennium Challenge. Cook County's big experiment began in 1996, a year after a remarkable man named Brendan Riley came to Chicago to become chairman of the hospital's Department of Medicine. The institution that Riley inherited was a mess. As the city's principal public hospital, Cook County was the place of last resort for the hundreds of thousands of Chicagoans without health insurance. Resources were stretched to the limit. The hospital's cavernous wards were built for another century. There were no private rooms, and patients were separated by flimsy plywood dividers. There was no cafeteria or private telephone, just a payphone for everyone at the end of the hall. In one possibly apocryphal story, doctors trained a homeless man to do routine lab tests because there was no one else available. In the old days, says one physician at the hospital, if you wanted to examine a patient in the middle of the night, there was only one light switch, so if you turned on the light, the whole ward lit up. It wasn't until the mid-70s that they got individual bed lights. Because it wasn't air-conditioned, they had these big fans, and you can imagine the racket they made. There would be all kinds of police around because Cook County was where they brought patients from the jails, so you'd see prisoners shackled to the beds. The patients would bring in TVs and radios, and they would be blaring, and people would sit out in the hallways like they were sitting on a porch on a summer evening. There was only one bathroom for these hallways filled with patients, so people would be walking up and down, dragging their IVs. Then there were the nurses' bells that you buzzed to get a nurse. But of course, there weren't enough nurses. So the bells would constantly be going, ringing and ringing. Try listening to someone's heart or lungs in that setting. It was a crazy place. Riley had begun his medical career at the medical center at Dartmouth College, a beautiful, prosperous, state-of-the-art hospital nestled in the breezy, rolling hills of New Hampshire. West Harrison Street was another world. The first summer I was here was the summer of 95, when Chicago had a heat wave that killed hundreds of people. And of course, the hospital wasn't air-conditioned, Riley remembers. The heat index inside the hospital was 120. We had patients, sick patients, trying to live in that environment. One of the first things I did was grab one of the administrators and just walk her down the hall and have her stand in the middle of one of the wards. She lasted about 8 seconds. The list of problems Riley faced was endless, but the emergency department, the ED, seemed to cry out for special attention. Because so few Cook County patients had health insurance, most of them entered the hospital through the emergency department, and the smart patients would come first thing in the morning and pack a lunch and a dinner. There were long lines down the hall. The rooms were jammed. A staggering 250,000 patients came through the ED every year. A lot of times, says Riley, I'd have trouble even walking through the ED. It was one gurney on top of another. There was constant pressure about how to take care of these folks. The sick ones had to be admitted to the hospital, and that's when it got interesting. It's a system with constrained resources. How do you figure out who needs what? How do you figure out how to direct resources to those who need them the most? A lot of those people were suffering from asthma, because Chicago has one of the worst asthma problems in the United States. So Riley worked with his staff to develop specific protocols for efficiently treating asthma patients and another set of programs for treating the homeless.